considering obviously it's, you had a lot of expectations going into this season.
Absolutely. This was a big year for Macklin, and, you know, he understood that. And you know, we obviously want everybody to succeed on our team. We go through the off-season conditioning program, the OTAs, and we expect a lot out of ourselves, and we expect what we put into it to get a lot out of it. So, you know, it's tough, but Mac will find a way.
He's out for a little bit. What kind of blow is that for you guys?
I mean, it's tough, but, you know, unfortunately, when something like this happens, you know, other guys got to step up. And, you know, it's a part of the nature of the game. You know, injuries are going to happen, and it can happen to anybody.
Mike, do you think that whatever offense Chip is in the process of designing, it's got to change a little bit if Jeremy's going to be out for a long time?
I don't think so. I think Coach, he'll figure it out. And, you know, that's why he's our leader. And that's why we follow. You know, we understand his philosophy, and you know, we appreciate the things and the concepts that he throw at us, and we know that it'll get taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Would Jeremy have had a different role this year than he did under the past offense?
Yeah, I think he was going to play a big part of our offense. I mean, he was going to be a big, big part of what we do. You know, getting him involved was you know, very important. I know we had some great plays designed for him, but. You know, we can't change our game plan. You know, we hope and pray that everything is going to work out for Mac and that he'll be back.
Mike, Chip said yesterday that when this quarterback's running the read option, he tells them touchdown, first down, get down. Was that something that you were told previously by coaches, or is that something new?
Running the option?
Yeah, when you run the option, he says, or I guess when you run, he tells you think touchdown, then first down, and then get down.
Yeah, I mean, in that order.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, if your coach didn't even have to tell you that. But, you know, that's one thing that he stressed. And I think those are three key components into a football game because, you know, you want to score, got to keep the chains moving, and you don't want to get injured.
Was that what you were always told by coaches in terms of running?
No, I mean, I can't recall. But, you know, I know our coaches, you know, they always coach us to think touchdown. You know, keep your chains moving and you know, not get hurt, not get hit. That's a tough question.
Yeah, sorry.
Tough.
He talked a little. He talked
probably
a little,
the toughest.
I'm sorry.
He talked,
little, he talked a little too about you about his quarterbacks. He doesn't want him getting hurt. And last year you tried a little bit of it. You got a lot better at getting down. How do you plan on getting down this year? Will we see the slide or will it be?
I'm gonna try to slide. You know what? I know I said that before. But don't be surprised if you see me doing my natural fall, flop, get down. Most important thing is protecting the ball.
Yeah.
But, you know, someday I'll get it, man. I'm hoping and praying that, you know, I can run with a different type of lane. I think when I run, I lean forward so it makes it hard to slide. And I think if I just run in control, it'll be easier. So those are things I'm trying to gauge as of right now.
How do you feel about the last couple of days, first full team practices, the way you threw the ball?
I feel good about it, you know, but you know, it's just practice, you know, and this is why we come out here to try to get better, try to get some type of consistency to remain, you know, on top of your footwork and, you know, ball position and, you know, the small things that amount to big things later on down the line. So, you know, I'm excited. You know, tomorrow has to be a better day. And, you know, we have to just continue to be consistent, and that's what I'm aiming for.
When it's not your rep, do you watch Nick? Do you watch Matt?
Yeah, I mean, I watch all the quarterbacks. I watch and I also... You know, I also help coach them. You know, I feel like, you know, these guys are going to play longer than I've been playing. You know, I mean, I know that I'm going to enjoy the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. I pray that, you know, it's that long. And, you know, these guys got, you know, 10, 11, 12-year careers. So, you know, it's a lot of things that's been ingrained in me. And I understand the game of football. And I know the nature of this business. And you know, I want to see them grow. I want to see them prosper. And then, you know, they're the future in the NFL.
It sounds like you thought a little bit about when you're talking about how many years you might have left. I mean, do you think about, like, you know, where you are in your career and
yeah,
not
I do.
Much?
I do. I'm still aiming for a lot, still shooting, you know, for the stars. And you know, I'm thankful that my body feels great. I'm thankful that I still, you know, have this, the God-given ability that, you know, I've been able to possess throughout my career. You know, still... You know, running the same way, you know, moving the same way, and that's a credit to, you know, our off-season conditioning program and my training in the off-season. So, you know, I'm thankful that, you know, a lot of key components are coming together, and I want to continue to, you know, just have fun each and every day and enjoy every moment that I'm out here on the practice field and during the games.
When you're talking about,
like you said before, that you did the read option a little bit in Atlanta. Chip is kind of like, you know, known for the read option he runs. What are you learning now about it that maybe you didn't know before?
You know, we block it a different way. It's pretty much the same reads, but you know, you just have to protect the football. You gotta take care of the football. You know, it's easy to, you know, to pull it out, or sometimes it's easy to just hand it off. But, you know, without saying too much, I think the most important thing is protecting. You know, you can't get anxious. You can't try to do too much.
Like the sports science, how much has that helped, do you think, you know, have your body feeling as good as it does?
Oh, man, it's incredible. It's incredible. And you know, I think it's paramount because, you know, this is going to go a long way in my life. My kids will benefit from this. And, you know, if I ever become a coach one day, they'll benefit from what we're doing. But, you know, it's the best kept secret, man. I wish I could tell y'all what we do, but I can't. It's awesome.
Any young receivers standing out so far?
You know, I told one guy today, Russell, I told him today that you got to step up. You know, I mean, it's just time to see what he can do. You know, and, you know, him specifically is the one that stand out to me. I like all the young guys, but, you know, I challenge them to
hit him on that deep.